With the legislative session coming down to the wire, groups both for and against various bills are coming to the state capitol to make their voices heard. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, some issues with the biggest interests include expansion of ride-sharing services and ethics reform.
The hallways of the Capitol were noisy with protesters, advocates, and even groups of school children on field trips, with only 2 days left until the session ends. Taxi drivers demonstrated against a measure that would expand phone app-based ride services like Uber and Lyft to Long Island and upstate. That measure was stalled over arguments about the amount of insurance coverage that drivers would be required to purchase. Also, ethics reform remains unresolved in a year when both former leaders of the legislature have been sentenced to prison for corruption, and state and federal prosecutors are looking at Governor Cuomo's economic development projects. Longtime League of Women Voters lobbyist Barbara Bartoletti expressed frustration at the lack of action on items, including closing a giant campaign finance loophole that allows big money donors to make unlimited contributions to candidates by setting up multiple limited liability companies. Bartoletti says the only conclusion is that if lawmakers leave Albany without enacting reforms, then they should lose their seats on Election Day.
I've given up. We've pleaded. We've talked rationally. We have pleaded with legislators and the governor's office. No one's letting this governor off the hook. We have done our jobs. Now it's time for the public to do their jobs. Make sure that some of these people don't come back next January, and maybe that will change the culture of corruption.
Governor Cuomo, who has sought a number of reforms, including in recent days a crackdown on super PACs, also expressed some doubt that he can convince the legislature to act.
I've threatened them, cajoled them, tried to charm them, told them jokes. They do not want to pass ethics reform.
Even some lawmakers took to the halls to try to urge passage of measures that concern them. Assemblyman Andrew Hevesy joined a group of homeless activists. They want the governor and legislature to move on Cuomo's promise to build 20,000 new units of supportive housing. 6,000 units were approved in the state budget, but a memorandum of understanding between the governor and the leaders of the Senate and Assembly is required before the rest of the funds can be spent. Hevesy says the homeless projects are caught up in a larger dispute over how to renew a special tax break for real estate developers who include affordable housing in their projects, known as 421A. That law expired last year.
Everything related to housing has been lumped into this milieu of supportive housing and affordable housing, but everything is doable. They're still negotiating, but the impetus has to be, listen, you can't keep ignoring people who are voiceless.
Cuomo and lawmakers, in a series of press releases Tuesday, announced an agreement to make it easier to get treatment for heroin and opioid addiction and to better train healthcare professionals on administering the drugs. It's also likely that there will be agreement on expanding gambling to permit daily fantasy sports contests to be available to New Yorkers and for restaurants and bars to sell alcohol on Sunday mornings. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.